This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so how is this for a credit card balance? Almost $1 trillion. The Federal Reserve says our collective outstanding balance has climbed to more than $951 billion at the beginning of this year. And yes, we as a people do like to buy things, but also banks are making it easier for us to get our hands on those pieces of plastic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
It was a long struggle, but finally 2 months ago, 35-year-old David Anderson of Cleveland and his wife Kristen paid off their credit card balance, which at one point was as high as $8,000. Anderson says the bank just kept raising their credit limit.
And it happened again and again and again.
Finally, Anderson says his wife asked the bank to lower their credit limit to $4,000.
Which they balked and argued with us a little bit. It just prying questions, you know, why?
Sounds like the easy credit we were able to get before the financial crisis. And banks are pushing plastic to subprime consumers again, too. But James Chesson says the growth of credit cards is a good thing. He's chief economist at the American Bankers Association. He says it's a sign of consumer confidence, driving a growing economy.
Consumers are feeling better about their financial situation and are looking to buy that refrigerator and a couch that they may have put off before.
But banks haven't completely opened the credit card spigot, according to Brian Riley with the business advisory firm CEB. He says you have to jump through a few more hoops now to get a credit card. The bank checks your income, for example. I asked Riley, does that mean banks have learned from the financial crisis?
I don't think we've learned all the lessons we need to. I mean, certainly when you do hit subprime, what's the magic number of giving somebody so much debt they can't handle?
Riley says it's good banks are doing an income check, but what happens if subprime customers lose their jobs, like in another financial crisis? In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
A bunch of you wrote to us to say how much your credit card limits have risen recently, as much as 300% in at least one example. You can read all the responses we get at our website. It's marketplace.org.